is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. So I'm just having fun. I thought I'd wait like 2 extra seconds before I jumped in. I've been gone for 3 days from the microphone, and I've got to be retrained. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting for 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Hey. Are you wound up? You need some sleep, cowboy. Too much coffee.
Rick, you know, I haven't really had a chance to sleep in a couple of days. I pulled in this morning at about 5 o'clock. I landed in Kansas City, flew a couple connecting flights from Las Vegas at the National Association of Broadcasters convention. Huge convention. Got a chance to see some really neat technology and talk to a whole bunch of really neat people. And I flew in late last night, and I drove over about 4 hours from Kansas City at night, to the farm. It's great to be home. And, you know, Rick, I want to thank John Reagan. John Reagan sat in for me, in my chair at, USAprepares.com so I could be at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas. So for the last, well, since Sunday, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was gone. And, you know, as a preparedness guy, I wanted to do everything I could to make John Reagan's flight behind the microphone as smooth as possible. So I made the calls, and I sent him the emails, and I gave him the contacts, and, you know, of all the people involved, and I contacted Genesis and made sure that they knew who was going to be behind the mic for me and how it was all going to work, and, you know, dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, did everything I could, because the last thing I wanted was John Reagan's first experience as a host filling in for me to be unpleasant. So all of these things, I'm thinking, boy, a whole bunch of things can go wrong, like, oh, he could get disconnected, you know, from the network. He might have a lost high-speed digital connection. And then what does he do? So I prepared him for that. And then, you know, he might have one of the instructors just disappear on him. So I talked to him about that. And, you know, we talked about all these things that could go wrong. And I'm thinking, I surely don't want any of these things to go wrong. So the last call, so I worked on it for 2 weeks with him, you know, to make sure that everything would be covered. Well, the last call I had with him before I took off for Kansas City to depart for Las Vegas, I called him up and we were kind of laughing. I said, you know, when we're 75 years old, we could be laughing about all these things that, you know, that happened to you. Well, John Reagan got a chance to experience every possible thing that could have gone wrong.
Yeah, that's the way that always works. Yeah.
Well, Rick, here's
that's the thing.
Well, he was disconnected, you know, early in the game. I mean, day one, he was disconnected. The instructor was disconnected. Then Then after segment number one, he's into it for, you know, like 15 minutes, and his instructor says, I got to go, and leaves him hanging. So, I mean, it was like he went through baptism by fire. So, I want to thank John Reagan for sticking with it, you know, and seriously. It was not, it might have seemed, somewhat seamless, but it was anything but. John Reagan, my personal thanks to you for sticking with it, because, you know, Rick, let's just talk about this. One of the things that we work really hard to do is expand our message and get other radio stations to carry what we're trying to say, because we think it's important. You know, we're all volunteers. Nobody's getting paid for anything that we do here. I mean, all the instructors are volunteers. I'm a volunteer. And so the last thing we want to do is lose any ground that we've gained. So what we have on the line is our reputation as USAPrepares.com. And I don't mean that's me. I mean that is the entire organization, this loose organization of volunteers. That's who we are. And the last thing we want to do is put that reputation at risk. So I asked John Reagan if he'd fill in for me. I thought he would be a great choice, and he was. So my congratulations to John Reagan, Captain Air Force Reserves, retired. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing John at the meetup on Monday. Sam Bushman's going to be joining us at Ziggy's, and he's going to be talking about the new media, what we're doing. We're taking over. We are taking over from the stodgy old media that is lying and deceiving and obfuscating and leading us to confusion. We are pushing them aside because they're becoming more and more irrelevant in our lives. So that's what we are going to be talking about on Monday at Ziggy. So please attend Ziggy's if you'd like to meet Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby and get their autographs. But Rick, when I was at Las Vegas, you know, I do the same things. I look down, I look up. I guess maybe it's because I'm a farmer. But I looked up at the sky, Rick, and I saw a series of chemtrails that I have never seen before. Now, you've seen the crisscrosses. You've seen the loose crosshatch pattern, the basket weave pattern. I mean, you've seen all of this. But, Rick, I saw, and I have a photograph of it. I didn't put it on the website. A photograph of the sky with what I would liken to be like musical instrument strings, and with the strings would be the chemtrails. I'm talking about parallel, close together chemtrails, one after the next, and it looked like this is the kind of thing that could not be done with one plane. It had to be done with maybe six or seven airplanes flying in a formation, painting the sky like lines on a piece of 8.5 by 11 ruled paper. That's what I'm talking about. I've never seen it.
Well, that happened here yesterday down in southern Oregon, down here in the Grants Pass state of Jefferson. I counted 42 different trails that got laid down in less than 3 hours. And when you figure going across the horizon is an hour for each aircraft, times 42, times the fuel, not even talking about the propellant expenditure of whatever they're dumping in the atmosphere, you see that's up over $800,000. That's just $1 million, one moment down in Grants Pass, and today none of the clouds that we have are real. And they're holding moisture. Now, what's this about? And I'm military, and this is what I do for military, is I go dig, trying to find out what's going on, connecting dots. And if I don't get it, what does that suggest? It's not military. It is a United Nations project. There was more than $1 million spent just in Southern Oregon yesterday alone. Who's paying for that? And what budget has been put aside to do that on a consistent basis in Mexico, Canada, Europe, Australia? Everyone, I'm in touch with people all over the world every day, and we're all noticing the ramp up. Now, why are they doing that? Now, that's an old video. What in the world are they spraying? However, my new research is very critical. chemtrails, or the geoengineering, as it's more accurately described. There is a polymer in it now that is a nanoparticle polymer that has been injected with a bacteria that has a pretense to hold moisture, and they trap it between this polymer, and it holds the moisture. That polymer and bacteria are being activated by a uranium-238. Not 235, uranium-238. That's toxic. Further, the barium oxide and the other particulates that were in the original chemtrails is all changing. And this last winter, we saw all of that happening with snow that burned in the Midwest. I mean, people were all over the Internet taking pieces of snow and lighting it and showing that it will burn. How does that work? And I'm extremely concerned because of this one website which is calling about a bio-ATI. This is a biological interface polymer that we were working on in the 70s in anesthesiology that apparently either has been developed or is alien technology. However, you can well guess what that's doing to biological organisms and cueing everybody that's breathing that in. And with it said, this article, the one that I gave you on the first link that you might let people get into, would suggest that it is a brain-mind interface. In my book, the recent one out on power tools, in Chapter 8, I talk about the contingent negative variation, CNV. This is a jump potential between neurons on a go, no-go for firing. That could be equivalent to the will of making a decision and then either doing it or not doing it, the CNV. And this polymer appears to be an interface. Now, when I was in the 70s, Delgado in the lab next to mine was doing chip implants, and we had a rhesus monkey, his head's open, cranial top is off, and they have a chip right down in the center. And we were trying for that even back then. It looks like now they've got something.
Rick, hold that thought about the rhesus monkey with his head open, brain exposed, chip implant. Let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Rick is telling us about these racist monkeys. And so we're doing blue sky experiments to see if we can control the monkeys electrically with electrons traveling through wires and through chip implants in the brain. So you've got the top popped on these monkeys. Their brain is exposed. You've got wires in there. So what's happening, Rick?
Well, this is in the early 70s. Department of Anesthesiology, Delgado, who later went to Yale, was doing chip implants. Moore, Dr. Moore in the lab next to me on the other side, was doing ketamine, telepathy, and BZ studies on how to use drugs. And we'll talk about that in a minute with Sandy Hook and Aurora in terms of handlers and scopolamine. However, what I was doing was microwave, where I was trying to use a way that I could activate the chip and have a direct brain interface from my unit lab over into that monkey. And we have pictures of how the monkey was responding to my work. And it was scary. We eventually worked with dogs, larger dogs, and then other kinds of mammals. That was the early 70s. And the API formed, the bio API, is the interface of how to do that. And what this chemtrail geoengineering thing seems to have now are these nanofibers that will, in fact, act like that. And my guess is it's working with the CNV, or the jump potential between neurons when a dendrite fires a signal to move information from one dendrite to the next. And this means that while the technology is still in its infancy stage, they can, for example, once these fibers are in your body, affect pain. They can make you have pain. They can make you forget things. There is minor control of your consciousness. And this, they first started that with HARP. It didn't work. There have been always movements to somehow, you know, when I was in Mexico, the three key words that were used by Europeans to describe the United States was ill-informed, ignorant, and complacent. We're turning into sheeple. And really, it has to do with TV. It has to do with the fact that information is no longer what we think it is. It's more like a weapon of war, where World War III is being fought on the Internet right now. It's happening. And that's me, as a physicist, looking at it. I am appalled at how I cannot find out information about the geoengineering. And I'm good. And I am very concerned. Now, if you want to deactivate this polymer, that's easy. The way you do it is with 90,000 volts on a Van de Graaff generator. You know how when you have a Van de Graaff generator and you put your hand on it and your hair stands out on end with electrostatic fields, somewhere around 90 to 120,000 volts. That's what you're looking for, is a taser. That will wipe it out. However, the bad news is it's reset with your next breath of air. And so this would be... if I were a businessman, how about the privatization of the air you breathe, like the water you drink or the food you eat? We're being attacked on levels that the normal consciousness doesn't even suspect. If you were an alien, here's a good one, if you were an alien and wanted to hide in plain sight, where would you hide? Well, we've already discovered blood types and the genes that are non-human in Homo sapiens sapiens. And so there is a level going on of awareness now that's going to require every single person asking questions on what is going on and who's paying for that. But my research right now has vectored it to five transnational corporations. And $1 million just yesterday in Southern Oregon. That's what I saw just in Grants Pass, Oregon. I'm not even talking about Roseburg. I've never seen anything like the intensity of what they're doing now.
It's absolutely out of control. You can, if you're in an airplane, you can look down on it. You can look up at it from 30,000 feet. It's out of control. The weather is dimming. You know, last night we were flying in late in the afternoon, and I saw sunlight coming in from above the clouds, and it was normal, and it was coming in through the plane because we were below.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, you know, yesterday I was flying. I was flying commercially. On a large aircraft, and we were below the sun and above the chemtrails. Now, here's what happened, Rick. Sunlight came in through the aircraft's windows, and it was strange. It was bright. It was the way it used to be. It was not the norm over the last, maybe 6 months, where the chemtrails have been stepped up that absolutely block out the normal sun's rays from arriving here on planet Earth. So we've been spraying and dimming the planet by putting this cloud cover overhead. But we saw it. We saw the normal sun because we were above the chemtrails at this one particular spot in the sky. Rick, it was strange, and a few people noticed it. It was bright, sunny, normal sun, not what we've experienced in the last 6 months. But I want to share that with you, that it was the normal sun, but it was abnormal for the last 6 months because the sun has been covered up by man-made spraying of these chemicals. Your thoughts?
Well, what is the purpose of them? It's blocking the sun. That is the normal first response from above me. And I'm not top secret anymore, and I don't have all permits, because I'm retired, I'm still part of the intelligence community and respect it. And even my buddies above me now that are still active have no clue what this means. And we are military. Now, what does that suggest? I'm not going to say we've been invaded by something. However, transnational corporations that are now running pretty much everything are, when you look at the vector of Rothschilds, and you have like 9 individuals that are the richest people in the world, you know, the Wallerts and the whatevers, you find that 4 of them are Rothschilds. And by definition, those qualities we deem as human that makes us special, with our grace and nom, or love and empathy, the ability to have compassion, the raping of the earth, the mother, that, by my definition, would be someone that's not human. They are not exhibiting qualities that I would, you know, classify as being human. Now, I'm speaking in metaphor for a moment.
Yeah.
But money, for example, is not real. It's a theatrical prop. But really, what's real is your labor. And that's why now there is a movement across the country. I'm part of this, being used by congressmen, where I network rural communities and bunkers, a new form of money called permacredits.com. Now, permaculture is a type of agriculture that works with some of the old concepts of Bill Mollison and the idea of a habitat where there is a relationship between understories. And if you have an orchard, the things growing under the orchard or under the trees have a relationship to the quality of the apple that you're working. We call that mycorrhizia, and the plant organisms and the habitat that they would create with bacteria, viruses, mycelium, and things of that nature. Now, there is a woman up at the University of British Columbia that has now suggested that when you go into a very large forest, there is a single tree, just like in The Hobbit, which has a type of consciousness using this mycorrhizia. She's known as the mother tree, and it's usually the oldest tree in the forest that then has a set of smaller trees that are interconnected and dialogue with each other using this mycorrhizia. And my guess is there is life all around us, and they're doing something with life forms in the atmosphere. We know that when the Challenger experiments blew up and we lost our crew, the one thing that did survive was nematode, and that where that vector fell created a new kind of disease called Morgellons. That's now being, you know, with fibers coming out of the body that would appear to be life forms. They weren't, but somehow they're between the two. I'm going to suggest that the nematode possibly crossed with a life form in the xenosphere and created a new kind of nematode that is now here on Earth. There is a science fiction story around this concept called monsters. And it's a very interesting science fiction theater, movie, that depicts bringing a life form in from another planet. There's an accident. It crosses incorrectly with life forms here on Earth and creates a new thing that man is not capable of controlling. And I'm guessing there's something going on like that. I know that sprites and the aurora borealis in my community are seen as life forms. There is a science fiction story that talks about plasmas in the sun that are conscious. It's called Sundiver. And you can read these concepts written by scientists as a gee whiz, what if kind of thing. Not space opera so much, but more about sciences that might take a different turn than your first thoughts might suggest. And when I say this, I'm going to say that imagination is reality, and that anything that you can imagine in your mind's eye is probably true. And even more, because pretty much man is only in fourth grade, we don't even recognize the mammals around us that have their own technologies and consciousness. The gorilla Coco, that would suggest there's an entity called God above her. The elephant that is able to paint itself on a canvas and then have depict an awareness, social awareness, that man doesn't even have, the way others would see it. And the dolphin that clicks and whistles, suggesting a form of Clifford algebra language that's 10 times more efficient than Hebrew. There's more going on here on the earth than we realize. And most of us do not even have a clue. And here we are. I'm in the military area, and that's where we, you know, the first to know kind of thing. And I don't know. And if I don't
Rick, you mentioned something very interesting. You said most don't have a clue. Okay. Or something like that.
Yeah.
I was flying yesterday, and I had a chance to chat with a whole bunch of people when we were waiting to board the aircraft, when we were on the aircraft, when we were deplaning from the aircraft. And I had a chance to talk about the TSA and had a chance to talk about the X-ray machines that they have. Rick, I'm the only guy who refused to go through the X-ray machine. The other guys, you know, and I said to them, wow, I'm really surprised. So they've got these little feet there, and you put your feet on the yellow feet, and they've got you spread with your legs spread.
Yeah, and then they use sound instead of X-rays. But you know what? The sound that they're using, you know, to jiggle things in your pocket so you can see that there's a toothpick in your pocket, that kind of thing, those all have dosimetry, LD50 ratios. They're all toxic. It's going through an airport with X-rays. For me, I remember if I did a lot of flying, like if I was going down to, you know, Brisbane or wherever, I used to carry a dosimetry badge, because we're talking about a large exposure to certain very narrow bandwidths of frequency that do have toxicity to it, to the human body. And cell phones are at the top of that list. And, you know, I've said this before, but it's important to realize, the man who invented that chip for Motorola was on Mike Wallace 6 times before he eventually died of a brain tumor. And the sixth and last time before he died, Mike Wallace asked him, why did they choose this one narrow bandwidth in uplinking for frequency bands for communication? And his response was that there were too many people in the world.
And it's
a matter of public record. It happened. It got said. And why are not people asking about the dangers of, do you realize our exposure to electromagnetic radiation has in the last 10 years has increased a factor of 10 with microwave towers surrounding you? Now, when you add that to the water you're drinking, the food you're eating, and now the air you're breathing, there is a kind of terraforming going on that, in my opinion, is completely out of control. That means I have no idea where it's going to lead. That's what I mean by out of control. I have no idea the implications of what that's going to do to our habitat and our life form as human beings.
When I was a computer consultant,
and I, you know, I don't mean to scare. What I would like to see happen is that everybody listening to this ask their local newspaper and get that process started, where the reporters are starting to ask questions, so that at some point it will be scaled up to a place where there is more significance. You know, all the media that you would normally be exposed to has been so bad in disinformation, and I'm talking about Fox and Turner and all of them. I don't even bother watching that anymore, because we are on such information overload, it is no longer showing us truth. What it's doing is disinformation. Counterintelligence is lying by omission. You know, they might pull fish out of the Pacific Ocean that glows in the dark and say that it's from Fukushima, and more likely it's probably Hanford leaking in the Columbia River. And Portland and those places aren't even talking about that. And yet, that's where the radiation is coming from, out of the Columbia River. Now,
yeah, leaking from the Hanford,
plant. The Daiichi-like forms from General Electric that were built in the 80s, they're all leaking. Every day, there's a plant somewhere, North Carolina, Georgia, whatever. They're all leaking. New Mexico is just the latest. The whole thing about that is to turn that switch off. Nuclear energy has already been shown not to be a very viable form of energy. It's not cheap, and it's certainly not clean. And it was the primary reason we went nuclear energy is because of nuclear-powered submarines. And guess what else? It's a weapon of war. Now, information has become a weapon. And when people like myself that used to be a reader, where I would try to connect dots to figure out if we had problems or not, if I can't figure it out, what would that suggest?
Try Sulfur Defense. Call 844-SULFUR-D. That's toll-free, 844-S-U-L-F-U-R-D. Say hello to Sulfur D. Goodbye to those aches and pains. Clinical studies show that sulfur crystals work. Mention Bill Martinez when you call and get free shipping. Call 844-SULFURD, like defense.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we got to meet up on Monday. Meet up on Monday. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby are coming to town. They'll be at Ziggy's. We're going to be talking about the new media. And Sherry from Kansas, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome.
Hi, y'all. Dr. Miller, some of the things you were saying about 10, 15 minutes ago made me think of some of the stuff I've read from Trevor Constable. Have you ever reviewed any of his claims as far as his both his weather engineering stuff?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I would appreciate you sending me or Vincent a link so that I can respond fuller. That would be lovely because I am everywhere trying to make discovery right now for a group of, we have a thing called the League of Concerned Scientists. And of course, at the top of the list is Fukushima. And I'm having to tell you now, my discoveries are even more scary about geoengineering than Fukushima. And of course, down the list would be GMOs and the rest of it. So,
well,
I don't have answers. And I would like to know more about this man. He was a scientist.
Yeah, he actually expanded on Reich's work, but he also claims to have been able to take pictures of things that, in the ether that are not within our vision.
I got you. Yeah, your ethereal stuff. I did some of that in the 70s for the military. I am inconclusive in terms of where I am in that regard. It's interesting. I don't know how to respond to that part of it at this point. What I'll do is just put it to the side and say I'm familiar with life, of course, and I would like to check, and then I can give you an opinion. You know,
well, it's Reich, Wilhelm Reich. He worked with his stuff, but he was there's a website, Trevor James Constable, I believe it is, .com.
I'm writing that, right. Okay.
And I have some videos that I got from them, and it's pretty amazing how they engineered weather with pretty simple devices. And to me, they could be stopping these forest fires with using
weather. Well, your point is extremely well made. Of course, the first concepts of geoengineering started with San Francisco and trying to that nature. It gradually evolved into a weapon they could control or try to control weather. I think this current program has something to do with trapping a water molecule, a structured form of water, into stasis, where they then can use this for weather. There has been no question that a massive change in weather has been occurring globally. However, my vectors suggest that that's from the sun, which has way more influence on man than any of us realize. And one of the things that's interesting is, historically, the sun, the father part, has always been related to the evolution of man. It was done by the triggering of sunlight and coronal mass ejections and the related kinds of discharges from the sun, like a gift from the father or something of that nature. And so, from a metaphorical point of view, to block that would be to suggest that something is trying to slow down or limit or inhibit the evolution of man. Now, that's a metaphor, but, you know, when you take it all the way down into the different possibilities, and that's what I do, I have to tell you, I'm left with, we've been invaded.
Dr. Richard L. Miller is with us. Sherry, thanks so much for your call. We're going into top of the hour news and commercial announcements. We will be right back. I've got a whole bunch of questions for Rick about electromagnetic radiation, the dangers of cell phones, geoengineering. And I'm going to ask Rick when we come back, are we tampering with life? Is this dangerous? Are there complications? Are we out of our minds? We'll be right back.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.